Well, obviously there were some issues there, and it fell into disrepute because eventually what had to happen in order to bring the South back into the unification picture was really pretty much a squashing of that 10th Amendment argument that the Southern states had frequently used based on their own concept of sovereignty. And it became discredited because it was used in that manner. Is that the only function of the 10th Amendment, to be used in that manner? No. But for years it became discredited. You had urbanization, you had the concept of the rise of capitalism, unbridled capitalism, which was probably more problematic, not just capitalism, but unbridled capitalism, and urbanization, and also internationalization, where the United States became sort of, after the Civil War, became more and more of an international power.